This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Monkeys, bears, snakes, crocs, duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you. Ben Eskin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
A lot of places we could start, Ben. I want to throw this by you, and I apologize because I did not prepare you for this one. This dropped today, the Lion King trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a good look at that live action?
I didn't see it. I saw that it was trending. Now, the Lion King, of course, the famous cartoon, right? It's like a movie cartoon.
1994 movie, I believe. Right. So, yeah.
Animated movie.
You were probably in college when that came out.
Animated movie. I knew how popular it was. I didn't see it, but I have seen some of the side-by-side stuff as they show the new version and the graphics. It's almost like some sort of a hybrid. It's probably going to be the best animated thing that's ever happened. In fact, people are estimating that this could be the number one grossing movie of all time by the time the dust settles.
The cast is incredible. Donald Glover is Simba. Seth Rogen plays the role of the warthog Pumbaa, and there's just not a better fit. James Earl Jones reprises his role as Mufasa, the dad.
I think I've seen this. Is it the sun lion goes off
it's one of those things where I would be surprised if you saw the full thing, but you might have seen it on and you know about it.
I've watched parts of
because it was again of when it came out. You know, it wasn't a time where you were probably watching Disney movies. I'm going to be that way when we're talking about, the Meatballs movie that Shippy likes. I missed it because I wasn't, you know, looking for the Meatball movies.
Yeah.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meat, something like that.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Can you tell me what the story is about?
So Mufasa is the king of the jungle, right? He's the lion. He has a son named Simba. Mufasa's brother is Scar. Okay, so Simba's uncle is Scar, and Scar is evil. So during a big fight between Scar and Mufasa, the dad versus uncle, in a big fight.
To challenge to be the king of the...
Yeah, that type of thing. Yeah. Scar's kind of butthurt that Mufasa's the king and he's noble and he treats everyone right. Meanwhile, Scar hangs out with hyenas and is just kind of a raggedy, kind of poor.
Yeah, that comedy
kind of,
bar.
You know, he's kind of mean, you know. When they're in a big fight, he's got a chance, Scar's got a chance to save his brother, Mufasa, from a big... They're on a cliff and he takes his hands off. And Mufasa falls to the ground and is trampled by a stampede. And young baby Simba watches his father die.
Ooh.
Just like that. And it's dark. I mean,
yeah, earmuffs, Shippy. I know you're planning on watching it tonight for the first time with your family in a very special event.
That's going to
gather my kids around.
And the movie is an 8-year-old when I watched it or however old I was. I was not prepared for that. I mean, it's heavy. But then he goes through and he's taken in by Rafiki the monkey and he's hanging out with Timon and Pumbaa. The warthog, and I don't know, I'm not sure what Timon is. I'm not sure what his animal is. He's like a prairie dog.
Yeah, I think he's a prairie dog.
Timon, wasn't he the guy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High that got all the great tickets?
Timon?
No.
Oh, Simone.
I think it's Simone.
And then at the end, there's a big fight between Simba and Scar, his uncle.
Okay.
And winner is king of the jungle. And Scar had turned the whole land, and he had malnourished everyone. That's not the way you do things. You give back. You know, that's the kind of key lesson.
A bad scar will ruin your game, like a white scar. you're screwed. You need a gold one to really go ham.
So, like, Beyonce is in this as well. I mean, the cast is just, it's amazing. It's going to be really good.
He's a meerkat.
The trailer dropped today, and it was a meerkat, yeah. The trailer dropped today. It was all over the internet. So
I'm excited about this because the animation alone, like I like watching movies that are transcendent in terms of technology, and I think this is going to be that. Like if you look at the side-by-sides of the original version and what it looks like now, it damn near looks real. Like it's just CGI, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, isn't that what they call it, a live action film? Or
I am not a film.
Nah, neither am I.
We're missing our guy with a film degree.
But sounds like it'll be a good time. All right, so that's a good segue.
Was it meaningful for you guys in your age bracket?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I mean, it's right up there with Mighty Ducks and Billy Madison as most important movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if I didn't know how to handle myself in school, Billy Madison certainly taught me the right way.
Hey, you remember when you guys were ripping Adam Sandler for all those bad movies he had made?
Yeah, he's making a comeback, though.
Well, but he had made that Netflix deal.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't aware of that.
I haven't seen those movies.
Well, my son started going through the whole Adam Sandler library on Netflix, my 13-year-old son.
Yeah.
They're trash.
They're
exactly what you guys said they were. They're very bad.
Like just the Netflix ones or all of them?
The Netflix ones. And there's others that I saw along the way. Like there's the one where you go to the resort for the marriage counseling or something like that.
Grown Ups?
Is it Grown Ups? The Grown Ups stuff I never got into either.
Oh. The one with Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
And Brooklyn Decker?
Yes.
And Dave Matthews in that movie. Yeah. That movie's actually okay because Dave Matthews and Nicole Kidman's part's really good where they have to balance an orange on each other. It's really great.
I want to say publicly that I love Nicole Kidman, and yes. I don't care who knows.
Yeah. She's great. Mm. And what's great about Dave Matthews' character is he's really a gay guy, but he's like suppressed. but he's gotten Nicole Kidman, one of the most beautiful women on earth.
I think we've heard too much about Dave Matthews.
So good. Adam Sandler's making a comeback. He will host Saturday Night Live next month, and his stand-up special is good. Did you ever watch that?
No.
We played audio from
parts of it. And you were the first one to tell me that he was making a resurgence, and I think you're right. I've just seen some stuff he's done. It looks like he's
on
the way back.
We'll see how it goes on Saturday Night Live. He said he didn't want to do it because he's too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't think he can keep up with people, but that should be pretty good. Next story in Around the Wildlife. Doctors have found 4 bees inside of a woman's eye.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, this lady in Taiwan, she thought it was an eye infection, but it turned out to be 4 bees were embedded in her hair in her head. They were basically feeding on what they call tear ducts. So her eyes had gotten swollen.
She cry honey?
And they call them tear ducts. It's basically what helps create your tear.
Those are little ducks that go around quacking and they're sad. They're always sad.
Like duct tape.
Tear ducts.
Not duct tape.
Saddest little ducklings you'll ever see.
Duct tape.
These giant killer bees are eating them inside her eyeball.
Why do people take ducks?
Dr. Hung?
What? That's Hung. That's my porn name.
Dr. Hung said at a press conference that such bees, they normally nest near graves and inside of trees that have fallen down. So basically this woman, he thinks she got them. She said she had gone hiking and they think that she got these bees when she had gone hiking in the mountains. She was up around these trees that have fallen down.
She got
these,
like a tree or?
She got these in the...
She take a nap?
In the Angels bullpen?
Well, no. Not near the Angels bullpen. This is in Taiwan. She said she also had visited a family member's grave recently and was pulling weeds near the tombstone.
Oh.
So she's near these places where these bees normally hang out.
Haunted ghost bees.
Yeah. And there they are. She felt the stinging pain in her eyes. Turns out 4 bees inside her eyes.
The bees were not very complimentary of the Cowboys training facility.
they prefer a buffalo. They thought the training facility was garbage.
Yeah.
They thought the training facility is exactly what a star salesman told their best players.
Hey, I would say this. I have a lot of fears. A lot of them are irrational. I get it. But I've never once feared bees getting inside my eyeball. And I'm not going to. I'm going to choose to pretend that this didn't happen.
Sounds like an outlier.
Stay away from gravesites.
No, that's not the message. Hold on. No, you want to go. I will say this about gravesites.
Really? Stay away.
No, I don't want to. Well.
Why do you go?
Okay, that's a fair question. So my dad passed away in 2005, and I don't really feel compelled to go to the gravesite because I don't feel like he's there. I feel like he's in heaven. and his soul has moved on, and that was just his body. And so I get it. I think it's special. If you do want to go to a gravesite, I'm not judging anyone for going. Absolutely. For me personally, though, I feel like my connection is with my dad in heaven. It's in my thoughts. It's with my prayers and things like that. I don't feel like it's a... I don't feel like I have to get over to the gravesite. Now, I do know people who have lost loved ones, and that's a very important part of their grieving process.
Absolutely.
And so, dude, I get it. But and I totally respect and appreciate that. But I'm just saying, for me, I haven't felt that way. Now, maybe it'll be different with different people. We're all going to lose people along the way. But at least at this point, that's the closest person to me that we've ever lost, and I don't feel compelled to go there.
I feel like we do it because we think they're watching us.
Like, hey, I haven't forgotten about
you.
I'm
just letting them know.
But so
that's at least how you should think.
But for
you shouldn't do it for yourself.
For me, it's like talking to my kids about my dad all the time, and my dad would do this, and then having my mom talk to them about him. And I feel like we've talked about him so much that it's the most we've ever talked about somebody in our lives that they haven't actually physically met.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we have to go to the gravesite. And now with this killer bee thing you're reporting, it makes it even less likely.
Very, very unlikely.
Thoughts and prayers to Dr. Hung.
Maybe we'll get more into
it.
Hey, he's the doctor working on the case.
Let me tell you guys something. Dr. Hung is doing so well. doing really well.
He's blessed.
Like, he's beyond blessed. That's a guy you can go ahead and skip with your prayer group. He doesn't need it. Dr. Hung is killing it.
Last story in Around the Wildlife. A couple friends of mine are in St. Louis. I wanted to warn them about what's happening in St. Louis with the reproductive squirrels.
Oh.
Shippy?
You gotta admit, they're kind of cute, right? But they taunt our pets, they dig holes in our yards, eat anything they can get their mouths around, and occasionally get into our houses. Not cool. Well, sorry to say, there's going to be a whole lot of that going on this year because, according to at least one expert, St. Louis area squirrels have been, shall we say, frisky. The squirrel population has quadrupled in just the past month.
Oh. Spring has sprung, and the overwhelming sight of squirrels has a lot of folks scratching their heads.
Lots of squirrels.
It's apparent these critters have been swinging from branch to branch, making their ground buddies envious.
This is their mating season, but this year it seems like they started like early in March.
A typical litter produces about 6 offspring.
What's bad is they have 2 seasons. They got the April and late September, so you could have as many as 24 squirrels just from a mom.
So what happens in the trees usually doesn't stay in the trees.
Oh boy, people are calling, complaining, they're hearing a noise up in their attic.
Not those noises.
Really like squirrels, they're cute, they're funny, they do a lot of crazy stuff, but when they get inside a house, you know, they can do a tremendous amount of damage.
It may sound squirrely, but Rick says if you hear noises around 6 a.m., you got squirrels.
Okay, hold on a second.
Just reporting on swinger squirrels.
What about the slow jam that was playing? That was the most unique production value
weird
ever.
Weird choice for the local news.
Okay, so I don't understand what he's saying. I was so distracted by the music.
Yeah, the squirrel population in St. Louis has quadrupled. Quadrupled.
It's the opposite of our frog population.
Quadrupled. It's quadrupled.
It's the opposite of the frog situation here.
Yeah.
Where the frogs are disappearing, but there the squirrels are all showing up, and they're all showing up.
Yeah.
In a squirrel-gy.
Yeah. Huh. Some of them are looking for nuts.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't.
All the time.
Some of them are like, hey, I got your nuts right here. Because he had gathered and collected.
Yeah, because that's what they
and
do.
They're sharing.
For the winter. They're all, sounds like they're sharing everything.
Sharing leads to caring, and that is when you get into some serious sex having.
Yeah.
With the squirrels, because that's what's happening.
Right. So those are just some sex-crazed squirrels is what you're reporting?
Yeah. I thought that was a great audio piece with the background jam.
That is a great background jam. Oh, that's incredible. All right, good reporting, guys.
Yeah,
thank you for that. I think we've solved nothing.